Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host, Avik, and today we are joined by Lynn Wimmer. So welcome to the show, Lynn.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great, lovely. So Lynn, today we'll be talking about a great topic, which is all about empowerment through mindset shifts, where we'll also be talking about breaking free from the emotional eating to embracing the self-acceptance. But before we delve deep into this topic, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners that Lynn is a beacon of inspiration for women navigating the emotional eating and obesity beyond 50. Yes, you heard it correct all. So as a registered nurse and author of Be Free Beyond 50, Lynn's journey from adversity to empowerment showcases the transformative power of the mindset. So there's a lot of things we'll be discussing today, and why to wait for? Then let's join us as Lynn shares insights on overcoming the challenges, embracing the self-acceptance, and cultivating holistic well-being. So welcome to the show again, Lynn.
Yes, again, thank you so much. I just really appreciate being here.
Lovely, lovely.
I'd like to share my story.
Exactly, exactly. So Lynn, like to start with, if you can share a bit about your personal journey and how you overcame the emotional eating and the obesity.
Yes, well, my journey started in my 40s when I thought it was too late to get in shape and turn my life around. And then, so just making a long story short, in my 50s, life really got in the way and I started gaining the weight that I never thought I would gain and kind of lost control of everything that I had gained in my 40s. And I started wondering if it really was too late to turn my life and my health around just because of all the stresses of life. And I wondered if I should just give up, because this is what I saw all around me in the US. I hardly knew anybody who was healthy and fit as a female in their 50s. And I just thought, well, maybe everybody was right all along who was telling me, no, you reach this certain point, you hit menopause, and it's just too late. The weight just won't come off. And there was such a defeatist attitude. And I wondered if maybe they were really right. And I'm here to tell you that at least in my case, they weren't right. I was able to turn it around. And I am now competing in Ironman triathlons. And more importantly than that, I feel great. And I can physically do whatever I want to do. I feel so free. And so it has become my passion to just really be able to share that with other women and give them the hope that it really isn't too late for them either.
That's really lovely initiative, I would say. And also it's a kind of help you are doing so that people who actually need to know how they do it and when to do it and what exactly they should be doing it. It's really, really important. So thanks for sharing this. Yeah.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah. And also, like, what according to you, did the mindset play in your transformation, like particularly in the breaking free from the cycle of emotional eating? So if you can share.
Yes, well, I had to get control of my emotions. And that was the first thing, was realizing that I am not my emotions, that my emotions are my friend. They are what make me human, but I don't have to be ruled by them, and I don't have to be afraid of them. I don't have to stuff them and try to numb out, or, you know, I can face whatever I'm going through and allow those emotions to come in and not let them affect my behavior or my choices. And the thing that I found was that when I just allow the emotions in with acceptance and love and allow them to pass through my body without fighting them or making them wrong, then they would just dissipate and they wouldn't affect my thinking. I separated my thinking processes from those emotional reactions.
Understood.
And then I had so much more of a clear mind to be able to control my any kind of choices that I was making, not just the food. And also, the other thing was, I realized that over time, this happened over time, as I started making those better choices for myself out of a more clear mind, then the healthy food started to taste better. I got all the processed and refined junk out of my system, and the cravings started to turn around to where I wasn't craving the junk, and the healthy food started tasting better. And then I realized, and my son actually told me this, because I came to him one day and I said, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not craving the junk anymore. And I'm not wanting to just fill up my life with this stuff. And I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
And the healthy food is tasting better. And he said, oh, yeah, there's research on this, that your gut microbiome changes when you change your diet, and that actually affects your brain, which in turn affects your taste buds, that your taste in food really does change. And so then I did my own research on that and found that what he was saying was right. And so I discovered it by accident, but it's proven knowledge, you know, it's proven research that there is an actual change that happens. And I was not expecting that at all. I thought it would always be a matter of willpower and discipline and resisting all the good stuff.
Yeah.
And for me now, it's just not that at all. It is, it's easy to make the right choices for myself, because that's what I really want for myself. So if somebody asks me, oh, you know, you work out so much, you must be able to eat whatever you want. And I say, I do eat whatever I want, because what I want is the stuff that's good for me.
True.
I don't want to put the junk in my body anymore. I'm valuing myself at such a level that I want the very best for myself. So
True.
The thought of a cheat day or a treat where I'm going off track, I don't want that. I don't want to go off track. I don't want to put junk into my body anymore. And so it's never hard. It's never willpower. It's never gritting my teeth. And, you know, it is just a completely different mindset. And so That's why I love that you invited me onto your show, because it's all mindset, but not in the way that we would think of it as having this mind of steel that never makes a wrong choice or anything like that. It's just a natural outgrowth of who I have become.
True. Exactly. So, okay. So many people struggle with the self-acceptance. So what according to you, I mean, how did you cultivate a sense of self-worth and empowerment on your journey?
This all started for me with three simple words.
Okay.
And I was at a very low point in my life. This was just before I turned 50, I believe. And I was in a therapist's office because I just felt so stuck and I didn't want to be stuck anymore.
Okay.
And I had been so degraded in the marriage that I had been in for the last 29 years to where it was like I didn't matter. I didn't have a voice. I didn't have the ability to make decisions for myself. And so coming out of that place, I just felt like a failure, for one thing, leaving that marriage. And I was at such a low point and didn't see my value or my worth. And this therapist gave me these three words: you are enough. And sitting there in his office, it just hit me so hard that, I mean, I couldn't even comprehend it, but the tears just started streaming down my face. It's like, what did you just say? And he said, you are enough. You're smart enough. You're pretty enough. You're, you know, all these things. You're kind enough. You're compassionate enough. You are enough right now. And I'm not even sure why that had such an impact on me. But I just kept, you know, he gave me a CD of his words to me. And it was more than that, but that was the thing that just really, really hit me. And I just listened to this recording over and over and over again. And it just, it sunk in. And it started my journey out of just despair and hopelessness into an understanding of my worth. And I see so many women now who don't see their value. They see the value that society places on them. And if they're overweight, if they're, you know, not the cover girl model looks, if they're older, you know, society really kind of casts us aside and tells us that we're not important, that we're irrelevant. And I started realizing that's not true. Here you've spent your entire life caring for others, loving and serving others, and it hasn't been about you. And then you turn around and the kids have grown and they've got families of their own, and you know, maybe you're still married or maybe you're divorced or whatever, but you have value. Your life has value. You are valuable just because you're you. You are enough. And I'm really finding that that's a message that women need to hear. And you're worthy of the utmost self-care. Yeah. You're worthy of putting yourself first instead of last. Because when you put yourself first, and it sounds selfish, and the culture that I came out of it was very selfish to put yourself first or to think of your own needs. And what I realized was the more you care for yourself and love yourself and embrace yourself right where you are right now, the more you have to give to others, because then you're giving out of a full tank. You're not running on empty, you know, you're not running on fumes and trying to serve and do everything for everybody else out of that place of just emptiness and being drained. You're giving out of a fullness and out of a real joy.
Exactly.
And out of a healthy place, you know, just a healthy mind, healthy body. You have so much more to give.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly true. Very, very lovely. So also we'll be talking about your book. So your book, Be Free Beyond 50, offers the insights into finding freedom beyond midlife. So what advice do you have for the listeners who may be struggling with similar challenges?
Yeah, and so the book was just my journey out of feeling worthless and hopeless into a place of a truly vibrant, beautiful life that I never dreamed I would have. And so the real message is you can have that life too. And it's going to look different for you than it does for me.
Sure.
Of course, it's your life. It's not my life on repeat. It's your life. But you had somewhere along the line, you had hopes and dreams and aspirations.
True.
And somewhere along the line that got buried and you forgot about it, or you put it out of your mind and you just thought it was impossible. And I'm, you know, the whole message of the book is it's not too late. You can rekindle those dreams and you can start living as the person now who has those dreams now. And when you start doing that, then it starts falling into place to where you're living in alignment with that person who has those dreams. And then they start happening. And it's not some mystical, magical thing. It's just that what we focus on is what we start seeing and what we start moving toward. You know, everybody talks about the universe and you know, the universe is going to conspire to, and it's much simpler than that.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, you buy a car. And you think you have got this unique car and you drive it off the lot and you start seeing it everywhere and you didn't notice so many.
Yes.
You know, you never noticed that car before, but now that you've bought one, now you see it everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same with our dreams. That's when we tell our subconscious mind that this is what we want, then we start seeing it and we start making it happen in a way that if we were just focused on the negative, we never would do that. If we're focused on problems, that's all we're going to see is problems.
Yeah.
Or if we're focused on our worries, that's what we're going to see is the thing that we're worried about.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I find it pretty fascinating and amazing that even happens, but it's certainly been true in my life. And I love watching it come true in the lives of the women that I help and coach too.
That's great. So before we wrap up, like, what message or words of encouragement would you like to leave for our listeners with today?
I think the biggest thing that I could leave is is those words that hit me so hard on that day, probably 14 years ago now. You are enough. And just like I said, embracing who you are right now, the place that you're in right now, the life that you're in right now, the shape, the health, the appearance, the intelligence, everything. What you have right now is enough, and you are enough.
True.
And once you stop beating yourself up for what you're not and embracing who you are, then you can start moving forward.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think that's the best thing I can leave right there, because that's what turned me around so many years ago now.
Wow, that's really lovely. Yeah. Great. So thank you so much for joining us today. And dear listeners, I believe you have found inspiration and valuable insights from Lynn's journey of empowerment through the mindset shifts. So always remember that a breaking free from emotional eating and embracing the self-acceptance is a journey, and every step forward counts. So if you have resonated with Lynn's story and want to explore further, be sure to check out her book, Be Free Beyond 50, and connect with her at Be Fit Beyond 50. So join us next time for more empowering conversations on cultivating a healthy mind and a fulfilling life. So until then, take care, stay mindful, and remember, you are enough. So thank you so much.